Log Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord tonight, everyone. This is Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I want to thank God for you and you and you. People from all over the world are coming together. This is the new awakening, and we're coming together to praise the Lord everywhere, from Africa, Asia, India, Brazil, Russia, England, Poland, France, everywhere. Oh, my God, people are coming together with their brothers and sisters just to give God praise and adoration. And then we're praying together, too. We believe that prayer will change things. Thank God for it. Oh, this is a wonderful time. One of the things we do on this blog line, and we have a prayer line every morning at 6 a.m. called First Fruits, where we give God first fruits. And if someone will remind me, I'm trying to give that number out at the end of the block line today. Or if you got your pens, I'll stop and give it out now and then come back at the end and give it again. But we have a prayer line. And God has blessed us to grow from 3 or 4 people to about over 100 million. And now on the block line, the same thing has happened. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. I come to all of you as I come to God, as I go to God, like a lamb coming to our God, creator of all things. I come to you as a lamb and thanking God for all you great people on the line. I know you're there from Hollywood. I know that. And we do honor you all and praise God for you. Amen. I know you're coming from all walks of life. I know we have corporation leaders on here. Amen. I know that. And I praise God for you. I know that we have great pastors on here. And not only that, great evangelists, great missionaries. I know we have state, or you might say jurisdictional mothers and jurisdictional leaders and people like that. I know you're there. I just want to just come to you as a lamb, thanking God for you, that you would take time to be with us. But most of all, that you would take time to be with God, amen, and give him 1,000 thank yous. People all over the country are giving God 1,000 thank yous. That's coming from what we call the new awakening. Remember when Jonathan Edwards in 1740s had the great awakening? It was a spiritual move also. This is a spiritual shift, shifting from the give me approach to God to the thank you approach. Yeah, we're not saying, Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Give me. No. We'll make a request known unto him, and then we're going to thank him like it's already done. Oh, my God, that's how you get miracles. Yeah, thanking like it's already done. Amen. We praise God for all of you in this line. And maybe one day, Ambassador Hagen, she's traveling, and Bishop Hagen, they're traveling to California. They may be there by now, but maybe one day, if you hear me, Ambassador Hagen, I'd like to basically have people come from different nations, like the Virgin Islands, Africa, India, someone from these places, and tell us what's happening in their nation, how the thank you is changing their nation. I know here in America, we're hearing it as we go down through the mall, and we're hearing it at churches. Thank you, thank you. We're hearing conventions picking it up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, like never before. And thanking God 1,000 times a day. We've got people who are thanking God not only 1,000 times, but 1, 2,000, 3, 4, 5,000. Some thanking God 9,000, 10,000 times a day. Amen. Giving him praise like the world has never witnessed. Amen. One day it will come to pass when we will have a stadium filled. And they're not going to come for any of the disciples. They're going to come because we're going to make the name of Jesus hot. And they'll be coming for Jesus. And they're going to be praising God like never before. Oh, my God. It's going to be something. Amen. So tonight we're going to open up the lines. And those who want to thank him 1,000 times, please, be the leader in your area.
Have people all around in your church thanking God 1,000 times. Have them at the mall thanking God 1,000 times. Have people in your denomination thank God 1,000 times. Who will lead people in Johannesburg, Africa, to thank God 1,000 times? Who's going to lead people in Brazil to thank him 1,000 times? Who's going to lead him over there in India? Who's going to lead him in Haiti to thank God 1,000 times? Will it be you? Will it be you? Amen. But people are catching this all over. It's changing the world. It is changing the world. It is changing the world. Amen. When you get praise in the hearts and minds of the people, it will change anybody. How are you going to praise him without him blessing you? How are you going to thank him if you're thanking from your heart and not feel the presence of the Lord is here? How are you going to thank him and not feel his presence? Oh, my God. So I'm just challenging you all over the world, wherever you are. This only takes about 15 to 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times. Do you have 20 minutes for God? Has he been just that good to you? Amen. We ask you to make your prayer request known unto the Lord. And then after that, I'm going to come back and pray and then start leading you to thank him 1,000 times. Go ahead and make your prayer request. Anything you need or asking God for or your heart's desire. As I thank God softly, I'm just waiting for you in your own heart to make your prayer request known unto God. Do it right now. Got about a minute and a half. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for every person, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord. We do praise you. We give you adoration. You are there for us every time. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We move the people everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you adoration. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. All right, I see some of you all are joining us. Press that *1, and that will put many more of you in the queue. That means that you'll be in the queue where we can hear you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father, thank you for every person making a request known unto you. We ask that you grant the request and give their heart's desires, and everyone who shared with you, God, their request. God, please consider the request and grant it. Jesus, you pray. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we adore you, we praise you, and we glory in you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all things, in Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen. And help us to thank him 1,000 times right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We lift you up. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory God. Thank you, 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 thank you
We praise you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 th Glory. Hallelujah.
Set on Calvary. The power
of
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Th
Times, at least seven times, and because he was trying to curse your people,
You spoke to your prophet and said, can't nobody curse the people of God whom God has blessed. And because they tried, you reversed the curse and said the same thing that they were trying to put on the people of God shall happen to them. Oh, God. Thank you for reversing the curse.
In Jesus' name,
we pray. Bless your holy name. Heal these folk. In Jesus' name, and heal their finances too. Because the enemy doesn't want them done. And thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And may I give my address before I go? Anybody who wants to be a blessing to us, write me at Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. Had a lady call today, want to send a blessing. P.O. Box 26593. And that's Overland Park, Kansas. Overland. It's like you're over the land. O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D. Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Yeah. Two sixes, two twos, and then five. P.O. Box 66225. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May you have a wonderful night. Yeah. Keep on praising Him. This is the new awakening, y'all. The new awakening. Get the word out. Amen. Help me get the word out. I can't do it all by myself. But y'all can help me get the word out that we're celebrating a new awakening all over the world. It's a spiritual shift. What is it? It's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. And this approach will get you a blessing, blessing, blessing. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless all of you. Appreciate you. And we're closing tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. And
Dr. John.
Yes, we hear you.
I'd like to do a praise report. This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett.
I was looking
on the news, and you had prayed for the prison to be released, and I just seen on the news that they were going to release 6,000 inmates from the prison. They just put it over the airways, so I just wanted to report that. That is a good report. That's the prayers of the saints. Over 6,000 prisoners.
Thank God.
Oh, my God. Can we come on there tomorrow on the prayer line and give that praise report? Because I didn't have it. Would you do that for us tomorrow morning?
Mm. Yes, sir, I will. Yeah.
All right. Let me give that prayer line. I told y'all I would do it. I don't want to be remiss here tonight. But the number for the prayer line is 712. With a pen. I'll wait on you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hope you're back now. I hope you're ready. 712. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
712. Okay, the next few numbers are 775 and then 7085. I'll repeat that again. 712-775-7085. And then you punch in the code when asked. The number is, the code is 936-005. 936-005. And then thank you, pound. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We help us one to another. I appreciate it. Thank you much.
Chief
and one more time.
Chief Ambassador,
yes, uh-huh.
I have
yes,
a praise
ma'am.
Report also. Last night, I requested prayer last night on the youth prayer line for my brother. This is Mother Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
Ambassador Pfeiffer prayed for him. And then I heard
mm-hmm.
you say that it was done. Everything was going to be all right. And I want you to
mm-hmm.
know when they did that procedure this morning on my brother, they didn't find nothing. nothing. They went in looking for something, but they didn't find nothing, Jesus. And he will be coming home tomorrow from the hospital. And I thank you so much.
Can somebody help me? Help her, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to start recording all of these miracle healings. Amen. I'm going to start testifying about all these miracle healings on the prayer line. I got some down that were done some time ago, but there's so many miracle healings that happen on here. I want to have some amen somewhere. But there are so many miracle healings. And we want to start reporting every morning on the prayer line. I'm going to tell some of them if the Lord gives me strength. Amen. Because he told me to make known his deeds among people. And I plan to do that. Amen. Miracle healings. How have y'all been enjoying, you know, for ages we've been going along and seeing and people have been misusing the saints of God. In the banks and misusing them in the utility, all in, and you think these folks are too big for us to do anything about it? But let me tell you, God is doing something about it. We thought somebody, not us, but we, some people thought it was too much, too big to ask God to help that lady who was in jail, who was in jail because of same sex marriage. She wouldn't perform those same sex weddings. And we prayed about it that morning. The woman was in jail, and that evening we watched it on the news. They released her. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, prayer will change anything. And don't you think that banks are too big for God to change that when they're misusing the money of the people of God? Don't you think they're too big? Ain't nobody bigger than God. They get thinking that they're so big you can't do nothing about it. They a lie. God can do something about it. I'm telling you. Amen. When you deposit your money, you make a large deposit in the bank, and they can look on there because they got the technology to find out if something's good in 2 seconds. They can push a button to find out. But yet they're going to take your money and hold your money for 2 or 3, sometimes 7 days they're going to hold your money. Why? They're using your interest. They're using money, your interest. And you think your money don't mean nothing. Because you put it together all around the world in all these Bank of Americas. I said Bank of America. And you got a 100,000 banks, and they're taking $75 or $100 or $300 and holding it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Multiply 100,000 times maybe $100. That's not little money. That's big money. That might be $10 million. I don't know. And the interest off of $10 million for 10 days, they hold your money for. That's how they do it, all these big banks and everything. All right, God bless you. I didn't mean to get all that. But you know I'm telling the truth. Amen. And God needs us to make this request known unto him that he can do something about it. Amen. But the problem is that we have never stepped out as a people to ask God through prayer to change it. Amen.
Yeah.
People have power when we come together. Don't tell me. Let's go to the world and see if they had power. When the homosexuals and gays came together and marched on the White House, you've been seeing changes toward them and leniency toward them ever since then. Do I have a witness anywhere?
Amen.
Ever since then. Because they marched together. They showed that they were unified. That's why the enemy has been trying his best for ages to keep the saints of God separated. You don't want the saints. See, whether y'all know it or not, there are saints in the Baptist church. Some of the most wonderful, powerful saints in the Baptist church. they're saints in the Methodist Church. Some of the most wonderful, powerful saints in the world are in the Methodist Church now. They're shouting greater many times like you've never seen people shout before. In the Church of God in Christ, they got some of the most powerful saints in the Church of God in Christ. Even they got Catholics, some of the most powerful saints. And the devil doesn't want God's saints to get together, his people to get together. He doesn't want that because he knows that that power will destroy his power. Amen. And God's bringing his people together. Prayer will change things. You let these interdenominational saints of God come together with all these other saints. See, that's why God, you're going to see it happen before it's all over. God's going to gather his children from everywhere. And God has children everywhere. And some of y'all don't know it, but some of the most powerful saints in the world are apostolic saints. Oh, my God. So many in different areas. They're going to be gathered from all over. Yeah. Go to the Apostolic Convention. They're powerful saints of God. Amen. And in so many walks of life, some churches you ain't never heard about. See, some of y'all think the biggest churches in the, that you know about are on TV. Listen, there are people who have huge churches bigger than Bishop Jake's church that never have been exposed on television. They don't even want people. They don't need to show it on TV. But they got huge churches, huge. And God is using them, and the power of God is prevailing. But I'm telling you, there's some churches bigger than what we know about who are praising God everywhere. God's going to bring these people together. They're coming together, and we're going to praise him together. We're going to pray together. So keep the faith. Don't let the devil lie to you about other saints. Join them together, and let's pray together in the name of Jesus. When we had that family and friends night for God here in Kansas City, they were from different denominations, different walks of life. And we were praising God like crazy. Some of y'all heard us on the blog line. Oh, my God, we're praising God. And it was so wonderful. There weren't no big eyes and little ewes. There weren't no folks trying to be this and that. No, no, no. When God gets through this thing, we're going to come together as people of God everywhere. And it's going to be glorious, glory, glory. God bless you. I've talked enough here tonight. We'll release you. May you have a wonderful night. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank God for everything he's done. You know, I tell you, everything's going to be all right. Don't let the devil tell you that it's not going to be all right. Whatever you're going through, God's going to fix it for you and make it all right. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. I got a feeling it's going to be all right. God bless you. You all have a wonderful night. It's going to be all right. Anybody want to say anything before we go tonight?